committee please come to order? Would the secretary please take the roll?
Vice Chair Glim?
Here.
Vice Chair Gross?
She'll be late.
I just got a note. She's in a meeting.
Senator Heinbaugh?
She's on her way.
Yeah, she just didn't know where we were.
Senator Heinbaugh?
Excuse.
Senator Keenan?
Excuse.
Senator McGilvery?
Here.
Senator McNally?
Here.
Senator Molnar? Senator Sands?
Here.
Senator Howard?
Here. Yes. Okay. I'm just going to go in order. I haven't looked at these here. We're going to start with House Joint Resolution 35.
Good morning, members of Public Health. Representative Dennis Lenz presenting this resolution in place of Representative Carlson. But it came through our committee, and I understand it. Requesting in their study of children's mental health system, how children, you'll see on the bottom of page one, line 28, how children become involved in the mental health system as part of the study. Number two is probably the kind of the centerpiece of the study that she was wanting to get at, whether gaps exist in Montana's service system that cause children to be sent to out-of-state services.
Finish, please.
And with that, that's awesome.
And you can close?
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all with House Joint Resolution 35. Now we'll go to House Joint Resolution 39. Quicker is better.
Members of the Public Health Committee, my name is Representative Danny Tenenbaum. That's T-E-N-E-N-B-A-U-M. I'm here to present House Joint Resolution 39, which is a bill to study the use of involuntary commitment for people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. Just very briefly, currently in Warm Springs is the state hospital, and there is a wing there that contains usually at any given moment between 40 and 50 Montanans who have Alzheimer's and dementia, and there is widespread acknowledgement among stakeholders that this is an inappropriate placement for these people and that we can place them in their communities in less restrictive placements closer to their families where they receive higher quality care that allows them to live longer and better lives.
Okay, would you like to close, sir?
And with that, I hope that we can
thank you very much.
Pass this.
That'll be all with House Joint Resolution 39. We'll go to House Joint Resolution 49.
Thank you, members of the committee. Mr. Chair, my name is Jane Gillette, G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. I'm here to present to you House Bill 49, which is a study of the benefit cliff. The benefit cliff is when people who are on safety net programs lose quite a bit of their safety net program benefits by increasing wages or work. It disincentivizes work and ends up hurting employers who continually have to recruit and hire and recruit and hire and recruit and hire, and ultimately impedes people from moving out of poverty, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Would you like to close?
Yes.
Closed. Okay, thank you very much. All right, that is all with House Joint Resolution 49. We're going to go to House Joint Resolution 45. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of order here. Representative Lenz.
Did you say 45, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
So House Joint Resolution 45, Mr. Chair, studies the triggers that bring children into the Child Protective Services system and the things that are maybe resistant or unnecessarily sending them out. And so that's the point of this bill. And with that, I reserve the right to close.
In close.
I close.
That is all with House Joint Resolution 45. Now we'll go to House Joint Resolution 44.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Joint Resolution 44 is a study of family foster care system. Many things I've seen in the last 2 years that maybe we need to touch on. And with that, Mr. Chair,
thank you. That'll be all with House Joint Resolution 44. Now let's move to executive action. And
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on House Joint Resolution 35.
Okay. Today there will be no proxies. It'll be just a voice vote. Any discussion? No discussion? Somebody call question?
Question.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. No opposed. Next.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on House.
Yes.
Assign these to somebody to carry.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't the sign he carries? That's the rule.
Well, let's see how many we have here.
Five.
We have one, two, three, four, five. We have mm-hmm. one, two, three, four, five. Okay. Senator Gross, want to carry that one?
Sure.
Which one is it?
Children's Mental 35.
35.
Children's
35
Mental Health
is
System.
Senator Gross. Okay, next we'll.
Mr. Chairman, I move do concur on House Joint Resolution 39. This was Alzheimer's and dementia.
Okay. Any discussion? No discussion?
Question.
Favor say aye.
Aye. I'll take it.
Okay. Senator Sands.
Opposed.
Is there any opposed?
There is.
Are you opposed? Okay. One opposed.
Mr. Chairman, I move do concur on House Joint Resolution 44, introduced by Lenz. This is interim study of family foster care system.
Any discussion?
Question.
Question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. No opposed?
I'll do it.
Senator Glenn.
Mr. Chairman, I move do House Joint Resolution 45. This was by Lenz, and this was the factors that trigger child removal from family and family reunification protective services.
Any discussion? No
question.
Discussion. Question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Between McGilfrey and...
I'm going to take 49.
Are you going to take 49? Then... Senator Monar, would you take 45? Trombones.
Yes.
Yeah, parade. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move to concur on Joint Resolution 49. This was by Gillette and for the benefit cliffs.
Okay. Any discussion?
Question.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign?
Nay.
Aye. No.
Okay. Two nays, two noes. And Senator McGilfrey will carry that. Is there any other business? Thank you for the short and sweet meeting. Thank you, and thank you for the representatives for being quick.
Did I hear 45? Did I hear 45?